Hey y'all, I am Yamaya the colorist. I am a woman, mom, and boss. My objective here is to create, inspire, and make a difference, not only in my experience, but in your experience as well. You can find me on most social media platforms as Yamaya the colorist. That's Yamaya, YEMAYA, the colorist. Alrighty. So it's a new year. Yay. Happy 2018 to y'all out there. I'm sure y'all got some New Year's resolutions, some to-dos, some goals. Y'all got the New Year, New Me thing going on. And I just want to say congratulations. And I'm saying congratulations because in doing that, creating those goals and resolutions, it requires some level of self-awareness. You're operating in self-awareness right now, and I just want to say that's what's up. And I'm assuming that you're saying that I'm at point A, B, C, and I want to be at point B, C, D. So I need to do something. So you're operating in self-awareness and you're being proactive and you created those goals and objectives, and that is so awesome. And I'm here to say, when creating those goals and those desires, we need to know that just having that is not enough. We need to do something else. Just having those goals or saying, like, I want to be X amount of pounds lighter, it's not enough. We need to create a roadmap on how to get there. And I like to call the destination the promised land. And I call it the promised land because we be making these promises like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get X amount of pounds lighter. I'm gonna be more social. I'm gonna make more money. You know, so we got this promised land thing going on. Okay, but the question that we need to be asking, you need to be asking, how do you intend to get there to the promised land? What roads will you take? How often will you take these roads? Is this a road that you can travel by yourself? Do you need someone to ride with you, like a travel buddy? For example, if your goal is to lose weight, and I'm using this one because it's very common when approaching a new year, and it's one of my personal goals. But if your goal is to lose weight, okay, how is it gonna happen? You gonna work out? All right, that's good. Well, how often? What times? And I'm asking these questions, and we need to ask these questions to ourselves because we need to know what the plan looks like for our lives. Do you work all day? Are you a parent? Are you studying for school all the time? When will you be able to travel the road toward the goal to the promised land? And in traveling toward your goal, do you need directions? You know, if this is your first time on a weight loss journey, maybe you need to do a bit of research on how to get there. That can mean like a gym membership or reaching out to a nutritionist, someone that can help you eat better for your body type, or maybe even a personal trainer. Also on the journey, do you need a travel buddy? You know, you need somebody to ride with you? Can we just agree that the road trips are way more fun and it takes less time, where it seems like it takes less time getting to the destination when you got somebody traveling with you? You know, when you first set out on the trip, y'all jamming, y'all talking, you're laughing. And more importantly, what y'all are doing are reinforcing the plans of what you're going to do when you get to the destination. You're reinforcing the goal. And one symbolic part to me about a road trip with a traveling buddy is that, like when the driver's driving for a while and maybe the driver is nodding off, they're tired, they're fatigued, or they just can't drive no more. Excuse me. Then the travel buddy can step in and take the wheel while the driver rests. And you see, that's about support. Maybe you need some support in getting to your promised land, and that's okay. But if you know ahead that you're going to need somebody with you or you're going to need some support when getting to the destination, you're more likely to set out with somebody before you start, you know, when you're first starting. And something we do quite often, and I'm guilty of this, we make goals. We make goals of things like we may want, like want to acquire or want to achieve, but yet we haven't done the proper research or created a map of what that will look like for our lives when working towards achieving it. For example, For example, you might want to drive a certain type of car. You might want to drive a Mercedes or Range Rover. I don't know. You want to drive a certain type of car. Well, do you even know how much this car costs? Do you know like what your car notes will look like? Can you even afford this car? Well, if not, how much more money would you need to make before you can afford the car? All right. Well, you need to make X amount of more dollars. How do you even intend to make that money to acquire the goal or get to the promised land? Another example, maybe you're in business for yourself and you're making X amount of dollars and you want to make Y amount. Well, first, what's the difference between X and Y? Well, what services can you provide or what product can you sell to make that amount, to make that difference? Now, if you're going to provide services, will those services require more of your time? If so, how much more time? Do you even have the time to put into it to provide those services to make that money? Or if you're going to put out a product, does that require money? If so, how much more money? Do you have it? Okay, you ain't got it, you need an investor. Okay, after you get the investor and you put the product out and you're selling it, how much time or how long or how much money do you need to be bringing in before you can begin to see a profit? And then how long is that going to take? You see, it's so easy to give up on the goal and get lost in translation because the goal has yet to make sense for our lives. We need to research the goal and then create a plan that fits our present self. And you can be open to adjustments or a new route, but the point of what I'm saying is we need a detailed map on how to get there. You're more likely to stay the course and get to the promised land if you have a map on how to get there. Again, y'all, congratulations and best wishes on your 2018 goals. You can achieve them. You just got to plan for it. Again, I'm Yamaya the Colorist, woman, mom, and boss. You can find me on most social media platforms as Yamaya the Colorist. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Woman, Mom, Boss, and I will talk to y'all next time.